The match has started. He has gotten a takedown, so it's 2-0 right now. Zach is scrambling right now, but he does have a 2-0 takedown. He is wrestling Tucker Ginther, who had kind of a, I guess you could say, a minor upset in the first round. He is 24-15. He's an eighth grader, and he upset Carter Minus. That was the kid that Zach's only loss this year is to that the kid from Long Prairie Gray Eagle. So Carter Minert's lost. And right now Zach is in control. He's got an arm bar. He's on the farthest mat away from me right now, so I'm really testing my eyesight right now. But he's got an arm bar. He's got a good ride on him. He does have a 2-0 lead. I'm going to get the binocs out here, but I think we're looking at about 7 seconds left in the first period. And Zach is basically breaking him down onto his hips. Got a 2-0 lead. And that's the end of the first period. So control, he got a takedown right away. Zach's choice, he takes both, Ginther's choice, and he takes both up. So that's interesting choice for Ginther, being he's down two. He must be pretty confident in his takedowns. Right now, they're just doing a lot of toe tapping. There's Ginther with a shot. They go out of bounds. Well, I take that back. They're not out of bounds. Zach is dragging his toes, but no... I'm not sure if he given the two. Did he give him the two? So right now, Zach, he got the takedown and two-point near fall. So he is up 6-0. So good job by Zach. It looked like they were just going to go out and be nothing. Zach dragged his toes, had him on his back, out of bounds with a lateral. So now it's a potentially danger. Ginther kind of back to his feet, but a fresh start. It was a potentially hold, potentially dangerous hold for Zach. Zach right now has got a good arm bar tied up. If Zach would happen to win this match, he would have Charlie Elwood, who is, if Elwood wins, he is the number one seed out of Medford. Number one ranked 13-pounder in the state. Zach, of course, is ranked number two, even though he got a number five or six seed down here, which kind of, I'm sure, puzzled some people. Now, there's a good elevation by Ginther, but Zach holds on to it, controls him again, breaks him down flat, got the arm bar. Now he's trying to run the arm bar over. Now he's going for a double arm bar, but right now it's 40 seconds left in the second period. Zach in total control here. Hasn't really been threatened at all with any scoring. It's kind of interesting, that, like I said, that Ginther takes both up. And in the exchange, he gets basically lateral for four. Takedown and a two-point near fall, so it kind of that strategy kind of backfired on him. Zach again ties him up, breaks him down. Caution, false start for red. So that was a caution on Zach Brown for just a false start. He got a little anxious on the breakdown. Again, Zach going for arm bar. Got the leg hook. So he's in a real good position here. Winding down to basically, okay, that was the end of the second period. I was just going to say about 5 seconds left. I look over and the period had ended. Both up. Zach does have two takedowns in this match, so that's a good confident choice for Zach Brown. Again, just tapping the head. Again, this is an eighth grader, and that number one seed actually is an eighth grader too. So really a lot of good youth. Now there's a good double leg by Zach Brown. Got both legs. He's very near out of bounds, drags his toes. Ginther has a whizzer in, so they go out of bounds, nothing. So a good shot by Zach Brown, but they go out of bounds, and there wasn't any control there. Zach again, just looking for elbow tie-ups, collar tie-ups. Again, he's maintaining a good position. He's got a nice, comfortable 6-0 lead. No need to get real super aggressive here. Good double leg right near the out of bounds. Crowds him. Goes for the trip. Tries to drag his toes, but the referee says no control, so out of bounds. We're looking at a minute, 57 seconds roughly back. So now the semifinals, if Zach would hold on here, there's a nice throw by Zach, but again, going out of bounds without getting the takedown. Another throw by Zach. Ginther, of course, is looking for a big throw here. So he's going a lot of upper body, trying to do a double under and so on and so forth. There's a good throw by Zach. He's in deep on a double leg, but again, right near the out of bounds. And they're going to be going out of bounds. Now he's switched off to a single. He's going to be dropping him to his hips, but I don't think there'll be any control. The tapper comes out. They usually come out with less than 15 seconds left. So I believe it's 13 seconds left, third period. Zach is in excellent condition here to advance to the semifinals. And I have not watched that Elwood wrestle. 2 seconds as they go out of bounds. So basically all he has to do is tie up. He's going to win this match. Quarterfinal match, 6-0. So a nice job, very controlled by Zach. Gets a takedown in the first period, and then in the second period, Ginther chooses both up and gets basically thrown to his back off of a takedown out of bounds. So that's all the scoring, takedown and then a takedown near fall for a 6-0 win for Zach Brown.